This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's get into this ESPN piece of trying to address and fix some issues with Major League Baseball. Choppy, take us through it, or at least the parts you want to focus on right now.
Well, you know, it's an article written on ESPN, and it's the state of baseball, and it's you know, Buster Olney contributes to Tim Kirkjian and Jeff Passan, and they focus on the collective bargaining agreement. They focus on the action on the field, the inaction on the field, making the sport more inclusive, improving the youth participation, which actually has gotten way better. It's up 3 million, 4 million since in the last 5 years. Being able to market their stars better. And to me, when I look at it and I see that Doug Glanville and Tim Kirkjian and you know, Bradford Doolittle are all in on this in terms of helping out with this state of baseball, they're completely missing the point because they don't even know what is wrong with the game. They don't know what the problem is, Sean.
What is the problem?
The problem is that we don't care. Okay, they're trying to increase the action of the game. They're trying to increase the pace of the game. Nobody who watches baseball, let's be fair, nobody who actually watches the sport cares about the pace of the game or the time of the game. You know who cares? The media. The media cares because they have to be there.
Well, I mean, if I had to write down the problems with baseball, if I just had to take a collection of criticisms, it would be lack of action, long, drawn out, boring, and every game takes 3.5 hours. Those would be my top complaints that I would write down, and those would be, I think, a lot of complaints that many people would say. You know, basketball, as a game, basketball is having their problems too. But, like, the games that have constant action in it are basketball and hockey. And baseball, you know, we have to wait for a reset at home plate and then the pitcher to get straight and everything. But, you know, long, drawn-out, boring, lack of consistent action are consistent baseball criticisms.
Yeah, and listen, that's fair. You're wrong. Everyone's wrong. I'm going to do a podcast with the great Jeff Bannister this week on how to fix the game. And guess what?
What?
Yes. And guess what?
Whoa. Where did this news come from?
What's going on? He asked if I wanted to do one. I was like, sure, let's do it. And guess what?
Why don't we get him as a damn guest on the show? Yeah.
We can do that too.
I was just like, let's do a podcast.
Where y'all doing the podcast from? The rack of affliction shirts at the Buckle?
Yes, absolutely. But guess what? Bannister's going to be wrong when he gives his opinion on how to fix the game. Jared Sandler texted us about moving the mound back. And guess what? Sandler's wrong. As usual, I'm the only one that's right. Baseball does not have a pace of play problem or a time of game problem. They have a problem of, I could just watch tomorrow, or I could watch the next day, or I could watch the next day.
Where did you play Major League Baseball?
Same place you did. You want to fix the game? Make it a 30-game season in April, followed by a 14 playoff. And then you have a 30-game season in June, followed by a 14 playoff. And they have a 30-game season in August, followed by a 14 playoff. And then in October, you take all the champs and you have a 14 playoff, or whatever it is. Or you go to the college route. You play Friday, you play Saturday, you play Sunday against a division foe, and then you play Tuesday and Wednesday against somebody from outside your division. or just Tuesday, a random game on Tuesday. Game of the week, the Tuesday game of the week. Okay? That way you've eliminated the crap fourth starter and the crap fifth starter and the 10th guy out of the bullpen. You eliminate all of them. Okay? You go the college route and you shrink your season.
You're talking about sense of urgency.
Sense of urgency. Yes.
Yeah. The only reason I don't know any of the players in March Madness, but I watch every March Madness game because it's single elimination, do or die. This play-in tournament in the NBA is unfair to the – and Jared Sandler's listening. Jared, if you want to pop on a fight with Choppy, I'm down for that because I think Baskett's preparing another fight for RJ and Crosstalk. So my day is about to be done, yeah. Like G-bags today. But I will sit there and watch this play-in, even though it's unfair to the number seven seed because it's do or die. Sense of urgency. The Olympics. I don't care about the Olympics like RJ, but every race is like a gold medal, a silver, and someone's life dedicated towards one event. Sense of urgency. Game seven, playoff type scenarios. You're not going to be able to shrink down the regular season too much. We got to come up with a reasonable solution because they're not going to sacrifice that money. But that first thing you did about monthly tournaments, that was pretty interesting.
Why not have every single month or however many games, the season resets. You reset it. The Texas Rangers, over 162 games, don't have a great chance of making the playoffs. Over 30 games, every single team in the league does. The Kansas City Royals, San Francisco Giants would be in the playoffs after 30 games. Make a 30-game season. Reset it. You can still get to keep the same amount of games. Or who says you only have to have
one
chance?
But is that punishing the greats, the cream of the crop?
No, because then you can also...
By bringing the scrubs into it?
Well, then you could also have a season-long. So the teams with the best record over the course of the season also get in. So let's say you have an April, a May, a June, a July champ, and then the team with the two best records in each league over the course of the 4 months, they get in, but you also get somebody in from each month. And, you know, it's just another way to shrink the season and make each game more important.
877, really quick, 877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing fan text, also hotline number as well. Jared from Dallas. Jared, you're on 105.3 The Fan.
Yeah, guys, first time, long time. Hey, this RJ guy's an idiot. Get him off the air! What a clown! RJ, what you said is maybe the dumbest thing that you've ever said, and that's saying something. Because you're smart enough to know that shrinking the season is not something that would ever be considered by owners or players. It's like making these rules that there's two buckets, right? You can speak realistically and actually have a conversation about something that is possible and something that could pass, or we could live in a fantasy world and say, hey, let's take 60 games out of the owner's pockets, and yeah, everything's going to be fine. Like, that's just never going to happen. Now, one thing I will say, and Bassett, I need to give Bassett credit because he is the one who brought this up to me on a Frisco Rough Riders TV game we did a few years ago, and I thought he was crazy at first, but I've really come to appreciate the idea, and now I really think it is a great idea, and it's in line with what you were saying, RJ, except instead of making it every 2 months or whatever, you just split the season into two halves. You've got playoff teams that earn spots in the first half and the second half, and you up the intensity of each game. Now it's 81 game halves. We saw last year that in 81 games, the Miami Marlins can make the playoffs. But the key for me is this. You got a team like the Baltimore Orioles. They're not making the playoffs. And you know what? It's May, whatever the date is, and they know that they're not making the playoffs. But on July, whatever, whenever we get to the 81 game mark, their fan base gets a reset, and their fan base gets a second life within the season. And I just think over the course of the 193 days in which a season is played, or 183 or whatever it is, there are more dates, if you split it into two halves, in which a fan base will be engaged and interested than over the current setup of 162 games.
Look, I suggested the split years ago, and that's fine. It's still too many games. Nobody watches the NBA. It's too many games. Now, if you want to, let's do four splits. Spring, early summer, late summer, fall. You do four splits of the season. Now you've really got urgency. 81 games is not urgency. 40 games or 30 games, 40 games would be, right? That's a quarter. Yeah, that's urgency. And I get it. They're not gonna shrink the season. That's not my problem. That's theirs. That's their problem. I'm just trying to fix the game. Dude, if you want to go, I'd rather go the EPL route. Play a Saturday, Wednesday. Let's go. You know, you want to make it really entertaining. You want to make it really matter. Baseball would absolutely kill if all I had to watch was ones and two starters and not have to worry about those craps at the back of the rotation.
Yeah, I don't disagree that fewer games would help. I live in a world where I live in like a reality world. And so that would never happen. You can go watch your hypothetical nonfiction fiction Fast and the Furious movie. And maybe Vin Diesel can be the commissioner and make it like a 12-game season. But that's just not ever going to happen in real life.
It'd be entertaining if Vin Diesel made it, that's for sure.
Jared, what about moving the mound back? Because that's what you guys were going back and forth yesterday. What would that do, and why do you think that could help?
Well, when the mound was made 60 feet 6 inches back in 1893, guys threw like 75 miles an hour. Like, I don't care what anyone says about Walter Johnson. Based on science and the way that humans have evolved, there's no way Walter Johnson was throwing 100 miles an hour. He was probably throwing like 88 or something. Guys nowadays throw 100, 101, 102. If you throw 96, that's no longer considered that fast, especially out of the bullpen. If you're a starter and you're throwing 96, that's one thing. So I guess my point is, why the heck is the mound 60 feet 6 inches anyway? You know, there's no real reason for it. And now you've got guys who are bigger, faster, stronger, throwing harder than ever before. You know, hitters have a different approach these days, but pitchers are also better than they've ever been. And if you move the mound back, and I don't know whether it needs to be 6 inches, a foot, 2 feet. I don't know what that number is. There are people smarter than I am who are investigating it. But when you get to that perfect number or that acceptable number, you move it back, you're going to add reaction time to the hitters, and you're going to increase offense simply because you're going to get more balls in play. And, gosh, guys, I'll tell you, I've never enjoyed a ground out to short as much as I do now because we have so many strikeouts and walks. The ball is just not in play. And getting the ball back in play would help this game tremendously. It would speed the game up because strikeouts and walks take a lot longer than a typical ball in play. More than that, it just gives you more action, more things to see, as opposed to a guy standing in the box swinging and missing. And yeah, some of it is because these guys more than ever have all or nothing approaches. But the other part is because guys are facing 100 mile an hour fastballs and 92 mile an hour sliders, which are incredibly difficult to hit. So if you move the mound back a little bit, then now you increase reaction time, you increase the ability to make contact, and I think you accomplish a few of the things in which baseball is struggling to accomplish currently.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.